of the creator convinced me that I could beautify myself and all that stuff. And Andish means thinking. Andishe means thought. Remember the word he said, you are the thought, the rest is bone and flesh. That's Andishe. Khyal Andish means someone who's thinking bends toward imagination. But that will not do, because it's a made-up word in Persian language to, I believe remotely you could say hallucinator. Because khyal andish will be hallucinator in Persian.
So sort of like an imagination that fools yourself?
Yes, something like that. Because when you bring out the reason for that fellow, his imagination will increase. But here is not imagination, yes, it's that fancy stuff. And we have a very interesting stuff in the next verse. In the next verse you will see the word disease. And it's a very good translation. But if you show it to a normal Persian fellow, he will say, no, that's cause. Because in Persian language, illat means cause. Ma'lul means effect. Illiyat means the law of cause and effect. But at the same time, yes, illat means sickness, means disease. This is because the first philosophers, they realized that cause and effect is sick. Thinking about the simple cause and effect is sick. So this is the sickness of the mind, which always goes from one cause to one effect. And they will say logic will not expand from these pattern of cause and effects. Yes?
When words enter it, they become a disease. The holy warrior's sword becomes a tool for the thief. Therefore, the answer to him is silence and rest. To talk with a fool is madness.
Did you get it? The remedy. The remedy is do not listen to it. Right? But a little bit more than that. He didn't say, do not listen to it. Do not listen to it was a childish advice to a child, to you as a grown-up, he said. Silence and
stillness.
Sukun means do not even move. Sit down, silence, and don't move.
Still.
Meditate. Not moving and keeping silence is meditation. That's the only way you could get rid of the temptation of this. The combination of silence and resting is meditation. So the first one is silence, second one is resting. Silence and resting altogether means meditate, because talking to a crazy fellow is craziness. But it's not like that. Yes, the first one who will save to talk with fool. Fool is not the word. Ablah means stupid, ignorant. And the second one is not madness. Is craziness, is junun. Because madness is really being mad. But craziness is the stuff that we admire, because it declares love. Lover is crazy. Yes?
Why do you complain to God of me, O simpleton? complain of the wickedness of that vile nafs.
Again, remember, he blamed the God who created us. Then he blamed the stupid fellow to be attracted to the bad stuff. Now he's blaming you. Because, first of all, you are full of doubt. And look at you. Me and you talking, and you go to God. Talk to me. Because it's your fault. Yes, let's hear your fault.
You eat halwa, boils break out in you, fever lays hold of you, your health is disordered. You curse Iblis, guiltless. How do you not see that deception from yourself?
Okay, before going to that, how did you see his logic? He started to say what? Because the word that, okay, why you cure Iblis without the blah blah, the logic will come. But before everything, he said, you will eat halwa. And why halwa? Remember the boy who is selling halwa? That Rumi said, until that baby cries, nothing will happen to you. You need that boy. Okay, let's talk about halwa, but not the sweetness of halwa, which is good. Maybe in eating too much halwa, then you will get sick. He goes to that exaggeration first to bring that little boy a little bit, then we'll come back to that. Yes. You curse Iblis.
You curse Iblis, guiltless. How do you not see that deception from yourself? Mm-hmm. It is not of Iblis, it is of yourself, O misguided one, that you are running like a fox toward the sheep's fat tail. When you see the fat tail in the green field, it is a snare. Why are you ignorant of this? You are ignorant because desire for that fat tail has made you far from knowledge and has blinded your eye and intelligence. Your love of things makes you blind and deaf. Your black, fleshly soul is the culprit, not the quarrel.
Yeah. And for your information, this is not in Persian. It's Hubbakul Ashriya Ayyumiku Yosam Nafsu Kal Sauda Jannat Lahtusam Akush Arabic. Why? Because he's coaching from another saying again, and Rumi bring it in Arabic. That look at him. Now he brings in some words from here, the holy book or whatever. Yes?
Do not put the guilt on me. Do not see upside down. I am averse to evil and greed and enmity. I did an evil deed and am still repenting. I am waiting that my night may turn to day. I have become suspect among mankind. Every man and woman lay their actions on me. The helpless wolf, though he is hungry, is suspected of being in luxury. When, because of feebleness, he cannot go his way, people say it is indigestion from gross food.
Did you get the last verse? Is the meaning of the first verse that when you're suspicious, you're suspicious. You don't accept anything. This is something that in the culture of shepherds, it has a lot of meaning. I would say, the shepherd will always blame the wolf. If the wolf walks slowly and doesn't intend to hunt, we say, oh, he ate so many sheep, he has no more room. And if he's running away, he's going to hunt. All the paragraph is made to do what? To say something which is 100% correct, except in this case. Yeah. If you're fighting with someone, that someone could tell you, oh, look at yourself. Do not blame me, blame yourself. You have a part in it. And you always have a part in it. So you could be always guilty, except this case. when I'm talking about Satan, I could not be blamed. But at the end, he will turn around all those blamings which are acceptable. Why? Rabbana inna nawla rabna anfusana. Yes, as a human being, I stand up to be responsible. But I'm not responsible for the intelligence and how it works in me. I'm not responsible for that. My intelligence is responsible. If I want to correct it, I cannot correct the rest of me with the same intelligence and become good. I have to change this intelligence. Who is doing what? Who is doing good, but with a bad intention? To rob me from a better one. Yes.
Hamuawiyah once more pressed Iblis hard. He said, "Nothing but the truth will save you. Justice is calling you to the truth. Tell the truth so that you may be delivered from my hand. Cunning will not lay the dust of my war." He said, "How do you know falsehood and truth, O thinker of vain fancies, filled with thoughts?" He answered, "The prophet has given an indication. He has laid down the touchstone for the base coin and the good. He has said, falsehood is disquiet in hearts. He has said, truth is a joyous tranquility. The heart is not comforted by lying words. Water and oil kindle no light."
Okay. Now what? And you thought it's finished? No. This has another stuff. And you say, okay, first of all, how do you know that I'm cheating? I'm your thought. So you cannot know I'm cheating. But here you say, how do you know? You want to just blame me? Why do you blame me? Then something Arabic will come, blah, 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 blah. But Muawiyah will give him something which you should remember always, highlight it. Write it down, calligraphy, punch it in yourself, I don't know how. Because this is lifesaver. How could you differentiate between lie and honest answer? Only the heart. Heart doesn't feel good when you talk him and in something or cheat him. It's that feeling that we advise you that try to make that little child grow up. That child who was selling halwa should grow up. And for that growing up, you need to pay attention to your heart. Normally, when you are convinced, you are convinced out of benefit, not out of good heart. Somebody will prove something beneficial, you accept it. Don't. Whatever it is, first of all, says, do I feel good about this? If not, let's avoid it. No matter what the dialect of the stuff is, no matter what the basic of conversation is, no matter how deep you could dig in, if it doesn't feel good, it's no good. And this is a point that Rumi will clarify for you. Listen carefully, please. Yes.
The heart is not comforted by lying words. Water and oil kindle no light. In truthful speech is there comfort for the heart. Truths are the bait that entraps the heart. Sick, surely, and ill-savored is the heart that knows not the taste of this and that. When the heart becomes whole of pain and disease,